The Fijian government is decidedly less than happy about Australia's plan to move asylum seekers seeking to settle in Australia into Melanesia, into our neighbourhood. For an Australian problem, you have proposed a Melanesian solution that threatens to destabilize the already delicate social and economic balances in our societies. The Australian government has used its economic muscle to persuade one of our Melanesian governments to accept thousands of people who are not Pacific Islanders, a great number of them permanently. This was done to solve a domestic political problem and for short-term political gain, without proper consideration of the long-term consequences. This was, without any consultation, a sudden and unilateral announcement, which is not the Pacific way, and has shocked a great many people in the region. Why, you may ask, is this any of Fiji's business? This was a deal with Papua New Guinea, a sovereign government surely entitled to make its own arrangements. Well, we regard it as our business because we see ourselves as part of a wider Melanesian community through the Melanesian Spear Group. We are striving for more cohesion, more integration in the MSG, including the formation of a Melanesian common market with a free flow of goods, services and labour. This deal and those smoothed with Solomon Islands and Vanuatu clearly threatens our interests by altering the fundamental social fabric of any member county that accepts a deal with Australia. We are deeply troubled by the consequent threat to the stability of these counties and the wider Melanesian community by the scale of what is being envisaged. Indeed, we are alarmed to read some of the accounts of what is evidently being canvassed in Australian policy circles. In the words of the respected foreign editor of the Australian newspaper, Greg Sheridan, and I quote, "Imagine what the South Pacific would be like in 5 to 6 years' time if there were 50,000 resettled refugees in Papua New Guinea, perhaps 10,000 in Vanuatu, 5,000 in Solomon Islands, and a few thousands elsewhere in the Pacific. These refugees would be Iranians, Iraqis, Afghans, Palestinians, perhaps some Sudanese and Somalis, and most of them getting some Australian financial support. This population would constitute a recipe for social instability and a significant security problem for the region," unquote. Very similar sentiments have been expressed by Indonesia, the Salvation Army, and a growing number of Australian interest groups. The Office of the United Nations High Commissioner on Refugees has warned that settling subsidized asylum seekers in Papua New Guinea under the deal could spark local resentment among a population already suffering significant disadvantage, thus leading to instability. History has shown us that such instability will have far-reaching ripple effects for not only Papua New Guinea, but the rest of the region. As business people, we are well aware of the potential for the negative spillover effect of this Australian government policy throughout the region, given that our Pacific economies are inextricably connected. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is our business. And before this goes any further, we want thorough regional consultation. We demand to have our voices heard. It is not our concern who wins the coming Australian election. That is a matter for the Australian people. But we are deeply concerned about the impact of Australian politics on our own affairs. We are deeply concerned about the impact of Australian politics on the welfare of future generations of Pacific leaders, Pacific Islanders. As Pacific Islanders, we share the horror of many in the international community at the deaths of more than 1,000 asylum seekers trying to reach Australia. It is a terrible human tragedy, and our hearts go out to the families of those involved. But we cannot remain silent when the current Australian government dumps this problem, which is arguably in its own making, on our doorstep. Regrettably, from Fiji's perspective, this deal continues a pattern of behaviour on the part of the Australian government that is inconsiderate, prescriptive, high-handed, and arrogant. Instead of treating the Pacific nations as equals, your decision makers too often ignore our interests and concerns and take it for granted that you will accede to their wishes and demands. Australia is a vast landmass with vast resources and is thus much better place than the small and vulnerable nations of the Pacific to address this problem. The question must be asked as to why Australia did not engage with the other forum members before it embarked on its latest Pacific solution for unwanted asylum seekers. From where we sit, we suspect the answer is that the Australian government doesn't particularly care what we think. Fiji therefore appeals to the current Australian government to face up to the responsibilities to your neighbours.